Awesome. All right. I am pleased to have Valencia back on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah.
It really feels good to be here again.
Thank you so much. How has it been being a C4SA? C4C,
you know, I just say a counselor that way it's gonna work because you're really struggling with that.
I am.
Yeah.
I think for those who are listening, is we tried rehearsing C4CSA, and I'm saying you tried correctly now.
Yeah, just say a counselor or an aspiring psychologist.
Sure.
Yeah.
How has it been since the last time we met?
It has been tough, but then tough yet a beautiful journey to be in. I think I told you that I have a YouTube channel. I had to stop a little bit because of the things that were happening in my life. So yeah, you could tell that I was going through some phases, stages in life, but then it was good to be back. I'm back, I'm alive, I'm happy. Yeah.
I've noticed that, I guess, influencers or prominent people, they are stepping out of the limelight purposefully to get their self, whatever that it is, in order to just recoup and come back again. I'm saying that because I am a UFC fan.
Oh, nice.
Love yeah. It. So Adesanya just said that I'm going to take a break and I'll come back whenever he's no longer fighting.
Breaks are important. Resting, it's important. So you can actually do, get out of social media, just think things through, and you can come back. And when you come back, you'll come back with a boom.
Okay.
I'm telling you. So you'll come back, at least you'll think things through. You'll come back a better person, man. Let me just put it that way.
And I think, who's this lady now? Is it Umsaki?
Oh, she did
the same thing as well.
But not for long, but then she did the same thing. I think she was going through some stuff mentally.
Sure.
And then she had to like announce that she's going to be off, and then she's going to leave music, if I'm not mistaken. And then she came, I think she's back now. Yeah. And then she's just fine. She's fit. Yeah. She needed to take a break so that she can heal from whatever that she was going through, and it helped.
Officially, you're the friend of the show.
Yeah.
Our counselor.
Yes, I am friend of the show.
So definitely I appreciate our relationship. I mean, for those who don't understand, they'll have to go to the first one and understand how far we come from.
Right.
And just to make it easy for someone to understand, but they just have to go back, and you must not be worried too much in terms of, hey, why are you not talking about 1, 2, 3? We've already talked about those 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we should revisit.
Please. When I was actually listening, preparing for the podcast, I realized that we touched on so many things.
We did, actually. We did not, or did we?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We did, because we touched on almost every aspect.
We actually did.
What are we going to talk about now?
Remember, it's Mental Health Month.
Yes.
Right? So we should campaign for mental health awareness. So we can actually revisit some of the stuff, but then we're not going to repeat it. We're just going to talk about it differently. Remember, there are people where, like, people don't understand. Don't understand everyone. How should I put it? Let me say doctors. Doctors speak their language medically. And they speak those terms where we don't even understand. I love to simplify things in a simple manner so that everyone can understand, so that it can fit everyone. So a simple language.
And I think that speaks of, this is a proof of you understand something. You have to speak it in a simple terms.
Yes.
Make it easy for each and every person to understand.
It's when you understand something, because right now I'm going to speak in those big terms. Maybe sometimes I don't even understand what it means. I'm just going to say it because I read about it, or I know of it because I'm practicing something like that. But you need to understand something to actually talk about it. Simplify it yourself. Make it
easy to understand.
Yeah, easy to understand for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, yes, the purpose of our podcast is Mental Health Day on the 10th of October, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's still important for us to bring that part in our workplace
mm-hmm.
balance and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
How important is mental health for a working person? How can you please give us tips on how to maintain a good mental health?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get to the topics that we want to talk about as well.
I think it's there, actually.
Is it there? It is. Oh,
yeah,
it's there. Work placement. I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, it's fine. Let's start with it. We can just go straight to it. Sure. Yeah, it's conversations. Sure. Yeah, so we can just go straight to it. That's fine. But before that, we should actually understand that the concept mental health, and then we can just delve into
okay.
the workplace and mental health. Why is it so important? Or the impact and all that. So... personally, I would say mental health, it's a connection between the body and the mind, right? When I say the body and the mind, how you think, how you react, how you like, remember, we don't see things in the same way. Everyone has got a different perspective, how they view things. They've got their own opinions. How you socialize, that's socially. How you socially interact with people as well, how you behave around people, how you act around people as well. So it's a state of well-being, how well you are, how do you react to certain situations. So that's basically mental health. Being healthy or being mentally ill, it's just a lot. Mental health is broad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's more or less being aware of your emotions and
yes.
what how you react to certain things.
Yes. Mm. Mm-hmm.
You are triggering me. Is it triggering? I don't know if the right.
How am I triggering you?
No.
It is actually the right, but then how am I triggering you?
No, I was just listening to a book as part of our preparation.
Okay.
So Dr. Sophie Mort, I actually talked to it with Elijah here.
Okay.
She was saying about the same thing that mm-hmm. like mental health is mm-hmm. how you
react to certain things.
Certain things, and it comes from how you were born.
Thank you.
It starts there.
Yes, it's
attachment styles.
Mental health, it's the stages of life.
Mm.
It starts from childhood to adolescence, and then goes to adulthood.
Mm.
That's just it.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So with mental health addressed,
mm-hmm.
now let's get to the stigmas of...
So you want to run to the stigma and not go to the workplace?
I'm changing the plan.
Okay. Shop care. Okay. The stigma around mental health is that, more especially in our society, remember we are not well advanced, we are not informed about mental health. But what I'm happy about is that this nowadays we've got social media as a positive platform to actually talk about mental health, to campaign about mental awareness. And when it comes to stigma as well, people are scared of talking about what they are going through because they are scared of how people will view them. They are embarrassed of how people will say about them, what people will say about them, I'm sorry. And I think we should, as people, we should educate ourselves about stigma. And then we should also respond to misperception around it or negativity around it by stating facts and sharing experiences that can help a lot of people. Talking about them, educate yourself.
So that's also touching on the awareness side of things.
On the awareness side of it is when you talk about mental awareness, it's you campaigning for mental health. It's you talking about mental health. It's you educating people. It's you. You can do a lot of things. You can you can run, exercise. You can have an NGO. You can open your own community or a group of community where people come in maybe every week on a certain day, share your experiences about life. It can actually, your story, I always say that your story can liberate someone out there.
Mm.
So once you talk about certain things, someone can actually say, oh, I'm going through such and such and such. I want to share my story.
Mm.
So it can actually help someone.
I like that. So getting into the balancing of your mental health in work, and how do you maximize your mental health at work? I mean, network can be toxic sometimes. Your toxic bosses, and
it is toxic. It is actually very toxic. So what I think is that employers at workplaces should actually implement those distressing programs for everyone at work. They should also have, isn't that they're implementing a distress programs at work? They should have a platform where everyone feels comfortable to talk or to share about their mental health, because work is toxic. Actually, it can be toxic. For instance, maybe I've got they're body shaming me. It's fat the right word though? Fat.
Let's use the word fat. It's okay.
I don't know if it's the right word to use, but then let's say I'm fat, and then someone is gossiping about me. Do you think I'll be able to have? Do you think I'll have the strength to get up and go to work?
Self-confidence, yeah.
Do you see how it kills one self-esteem? Mm. So it can become very toxic when it comes to that. I can love my job. I love what I do, but then when people body shame me or when people talk about me, it affects me. It affects my mental health. It makes it difficult for me to wake up and do what I love. So it's very important for employers to actually implement those things to balance a workplace.
I was listening to a talk on LinkedIn. There's a NetBank talk where there was this doctor talking about South Africans are going through a lot. Ziyakhala.
We are. Ziyakhala in South Africa, that's true. We are going through a lot as a country economically.
Yes, economically. So how does that, because so sorry for that. Mm-hmm. So basically what he was saying is there's a lot of South Africans who are at work, but their money is becoming a big part of them being stressed at work. Yes, I'm doing the work, but I'm thinking of what are the kids going to eat? What is the wife going to eat? Or the electricity bill is doing this, or the car, or the petrol, or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of decisions that are happening in the back of their minds.
Mm.
How do we have a balance of, I mean, like maybe it's not really controllable because there's so much you can do in terms of controlling your wage.
Mm.
But is there a way that you can maybe give us in terms of how do we try to soften the blows that we have of having to worry constantly about money and try
There's to... There's no way that you will not worry about money. That's sure. One thing for sure.
Okay.
It's very difficult. It's really difficult because I'm just going to give an example about me.
Mm.
I studied psychology, still pursuing the dream, but I don't have a psychology degree only. I actually studied electrical before this.
Oh, yes, you did electrical. Yes.
I did electrical engineering before this.
Mm.
I did not get employment. It was hard. But then something pushed me to do psychology. Story for another day.
Yes.
Yes. I love psychology.
You're the resident of this place, so don't worry.
Yeah. I've always loved helping people anyway. So, yeah, that's a story for another day. Now, I studied psychology and I did not get employment as well. Luckily, I was registered. I'm able to practice at my own space. I applied for employment. Right now, I can positively say I'm working, but not in a psychology field, in a different field.
Sure.
Yeah. So do you see how difficult that is? Do you see the pattern?
Mm.
I've tried, but at the end, eventually something came through. Mm. So balancing life, it's difficult for us because things are increasing. Your groceries, economical things are just going up every now and then, but then our salaries stand still. So do you see how difficult that is? Okay, you will think of want to open a side hustle or open a business, but then it's difficult because you need that money to pay your bills. You need investors. You don't get investors. Businesses are falling down. There's Eskom as well. is a lot.
Yeah.
Businesses, those business, they're supposed to hire, they're supposed to create employment, but they are collapsing. Mm. What are we going to do about it? Mm. What is the government doing about it? Is it not affecting us mentally?
Yes, it is
affecting us mentally. Do you know what it...
So you're saying that it's difficult to come out of that
worry? No, it's not difficult.
Okay.
You keep trying, but eventually something will come out of it.
Mm.
Just don't stop trying. Be kind to yourself. That's where self-care comes in.
Mm.
Be kind to yourself. Know that you can actually do it. Today's pain is going to be tomorrow's strength.
I'm thinking of funny advice that I've had, you know, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That when you get that money,
mm-hmm.
go and...
blow it.
Go and necessarily blow. Take yourself out. Go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, go to a nice restaurant to thank yourself. And
thank yourself for the work you're doing.
Yeah,
having,
It's a good thing. Mm. It's good for your mental health.
Really?
Yeah, it is actually. Go out on a solid date or go out with your wife. Just have fun for that day. When you come back or go on a vacation, do you know how much that it's very healthy? It's helpful. When you come back with a better mind. You come back, okay, I want to work. I want to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Because you are refreshed.
Mm.
Because you're not thinking about the bills. You know, when you're at vacation, you forget about everything. You forget about all your bills. You forget about all your credit, your debts, actually.
I think I like that because... I noticed this as well when we did it with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
When we came back, we came back refreshed.
Yes.
Like, yeah, let's
with
let's
the go refreshed head on. With the refreshed mind.
Sure.
Let's go ahead on. We're going to face this problem. Mm. And you're even going to have ideas of how to approach the problems that you guys have.
Mm.
It's actually helpful to journal everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have a to-do list. Just tick everything. Okay, this month we're doing certain things. Okay, we are done. Okay. Is it an account for your vacations and all that? Mm. It'll help you a lot.
Sure.
You'll come back a better person. You'll come back and face your problems like, okay, no man, I don't have problems. I actually can do this.
Mm.
It's good for you.
I love that.
I love what you did with your wife, with your wife. Sorry.
Hey, the joke that I'm thinking of is not godly.
do you still joke around?
I mean, there's so much that can change with a person. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm just trying to control myself so that I can get to the next point that we want to talk about.
Problem.
Right? Support systems. How important are support systems in trying to manage your mental health?
Mm.
Yeah.
A very, very important question. Good question. So, personally, I think people are not aware of support systems. Is everything fine? We'll cut that out, right?
I will cut it out.
Okay, no problem.
We're talking about mental health.
We're talking about support systems.
Yes.
So personally, I think people do not have so much information about support systems. So people are scared or they don't want to see a therapist, a psychologist, because they think they're going to pay. There's actually helplines where you can get support structure for free.
Mm.
Just like your SADC, it's free. It's 24 hours as well.
SADC, is it S-A-D-I-C?
A-G. SEDAG.
Okay.
Yes. So you should just Google that and then you can just put their information down below.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there is also clinics. Do you know that clinics do offer psychological counseling?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Free, with public hospitals as well. Were you aware that every school has got a psychologist that they assign?
Wait, we talked about it last time.
Mm?
We talked about
it.
Did we
do that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so they do. People are not aware of such things and they're still not aware. They still don't use that, actually. And I also think that, more especially at school, it shouldn't be about, okay, we have a psychologist at school. We have a kid that's experiencing 1, 2, 3, 4. We need to call a psychologist so that they can address these kids. It shouldn't be about kids only. they should also educate the teachers, because there are a lot of teachers who are not well informed about mental health. Mm. There are teachers who do not know anything about that, and they tend to treat you differently, because it's like when you and that shepherd on our train, you understand, but they don't know what you might have, what you are going through, personal traumas at home, because it might be childhood traumas, whatever that may be. So we need to educate everyone so that they know how to react when certain situation happens or when certain things happen, so they know how to approach those things. Mm. So it helps a lot to educate everyone around you about that.
Okay.
And support structure, family, be it family, your sisters, like everyone. It's important for them to know about mental illnesses, mental health, so they know when you have episodes, they will know how to react as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and they will also know how to, when to seek help. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in terms of, I think we touched a bit on self-care and well-being.
Yeah.
How do you plan around it? How do you set it up for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Please touch on that as well.
Have a structure, have a balance in your life. When you wake up in the morning, give yourself affirmation. Tell yourself that you can do it.
I'm the best.
Come. Yes. Some people think they're not beautiful. Tell yourself that you're beautiful. You can be Mrs. South Africa. Who knows?
Come.
Tell yourself that, you know what? I was born for this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill this interview. I'm going to do this and this and that. I know the world is bitter. It can get bitter. But then you can actually do that. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself enough. If you don't do that, no one will do that. No one is going to save you but yourself.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on workplace.
We did touch on workplace.
I think we touched on the Mgo. On
what's Mgo? Wagoish.
Agoish. I think we've touched going most of the stuff. What? Yes. I think we've touched. Say again.
Going through what?
The part about money.
Oh, about money.
Yes.
Yeah, the unemployment, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's affecting most of our youth as well. You've got a question about youth. So it actually covers that as well, because there's a lot of unemployment in our country. So it affects us in a way, in such a manner that a lot of us, we graduate to sit at home.
Painful.
Very painful. And then we end up using substance abuses.
Mm.
You want to have coping mechanism,
yeah.
Right? And then we end up sad. It's sad because some people turn into prostitutes. They want to make money. Mm. Do you know how painful it is to ask your mother or your parents or your guardian or whoever that you're staying with for money to buy bread?
Mm.
It's fine because you're not working, but it gets too much. It's embarrassing at times.
Sure.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
And also, okay, I'll come to that as well. And also, touching on that, it's actually very difficult. People will tell you, no, man, you just graduated. You can do something. You can actually start a business. With what money when you're struggling, when you're still asking your parents money for bread? How are you going to do that? No, man, you'll get investors. Where? How?
Yeah.
Like, it's really... It's a very sensitive topic, actually. It's really sensitive, and people really need to visit it. And we should think of ways on how to create employment, or think of ways of how to deal with it, because it's killing a lot of people out there. People are depressed at home because they don't have employment. So how to deal with it? Just keep on applying. And also, don't have a mentality, I studied psychology, I want to work as a psychologist. It doesn't work like that. Apply for any job. Do everything until whatever that you went to school for comes.
What's the importance of actually doing something as a human being? Because
it helps your mental health, because when you're not doing anything, you're going to be thinking a lot. You will end up killing yourself. You end up doing wrong things because you're deep in your thoughts about things that you're not supposed to be thinking of.
Activity makes people
function.
No, think active. Deeply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So which means when you're working, you don't
keep
have
yourself
to worry about
busy. Yeah, sure. Yeah, keep yourself busy at all times. Do something that will benefit you. Mm-hmm.
So which means maybe try to find a garden. It's another way of trying to solve.
It does help as well. Mm. And I always journal everything.
Mm.
Journal everything if you have to. You did a great thing by opening a podcast. Doesn't it help you with your everyday life? You do have your stresses of life, but sometimes this, it helps you. Doesn't it help you?
I'm doing something, so I think it helps me.
It does help you. Mm. If you were not doing this, you'll be maybe focusing on your job, but then after work, you go home, right? What do you do? If you're alone, what do? You start thinking about your dad, you start thinking about a lot of things.
Mm.
It kills you. It affects your mental health.
Mm.
Do something about yourself. Do something about it.
Speaking of that, social media, right?
Mm.
It's another catalyst for catalyzing. It's another
platform
that is a catalyst for increasing depression.
Yeah.
In terms of comparing yourself with others.
Yeah.
Talking about unemployment.
Yeah.
How is it really affecting
mm.
people mm. and how can we as working class or someone who's unemployed
mm.
do to try to manage expectation and comparison from their friends?
It's difficult. It's a difficult one because you see your friends on social media, they post about their success. So when you look at them, you'll be like, I was supposed to be there with them. Do you see how difficult that is? So I think it comes with self-discipline as well. So you should discipline yourself. You should know that, you know what, God's timing is perfect. Just be in your lane, do your stuff, apply for anything until something comes. Social media has become a platform where it can negatively impact you and positively impact you at the same time. Because when I say it can positively impact you, people talk about mental health, people talk about job opportunities, or people talk about things that are happening around the world, which can empower you, which can help you with whatever that you're going through. Yet again, it can negatively impact you because now you are unemployed. And you see, like you said, you start comparing yourself. Also, there is cyberbullying on the net, on social media.
Mm.
So when people bully each other on social media, or maybe I tell you my situation, the next thing in the morning, I see whatever that I told you on the net. Mm. How do you think that will do to me?
Yeah.
What do you think it will do to me?
It does affect you.
It does affect me mentally. So people should be mindful of words. Be mindful of behavior.
Mm.
Be very, very, be observant.
Mm. Thank you so much. I think we touched, unless in fact I'm leaving anything, but I think we touched on most of the stuff that we wanted to talk about.
Mm. I think so.
It feels short.
It does feel short. I actually wanted to tell you that we should talk about next time though. Financial what? Financial planning or financial whatever.
Wellness.
No, I don't know what is it called. But I'm not a financial person, but financial don't is called something
sure.
in a relationship. Let me financial management in a relationship.
Sure.
Do you like in a sense of is it important for? Maybe we just started dating. Is it important for me to ask you about your financials? Do you think it's important for me for us to talk about financials at the start of our relationship?
It's a bit tricky, but I think.
But the answer is
courtship.
It's not. It's no relationship. at the start of our relationship.
No, it depends on what circle are you coming from. Because I mean, you know, on
it's, a not a difficult, it's not a difficult
on a Christian side question. It's
a yes.
Yes.
We should do talk about that.
Yes. I agree.
How will I know that you're going to be able to take care of me? Or how will I know that I'm going to be able... Okay, let's stop this thing. What is Pandega bringing on the table?
Mm. Let's stop it. Are you saying that let's stop that?
No, let's talk about...
Let's talk about, sure.
What is Pandega bringing on the table?
Sure.
Let it be... What are we bringing on the table? Definitely. Let's do this life thing together.
Yes.
I think it's a topic that should be
Definitely. Addressed. I mean, you're our resident counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for us to talk about that because I think the best thing to in terms of the content that our listeners are looking for is how do we handle Mjolo when we're working?
Okay.
Then we can touch on that. So in case we don't run away from the purpose of what we're doing, which is trying to speak to the working class,
okay,
which is the reason why we had this conversation. So I think we can talk about finances as working workers, talking about dealing with traumas that you had or the attachment style. I actually did an attachment style test today.
Oh, great.
Yes. I don't want to say it. I'm still processing it. But I think things like that, okay, attachment styles, mm-hmm, your EQ, how empathetic or how emotionally intelligent are you, those type of things. I think that would be great to just talk about them.
Mm.
And let's say guaranteed February, we can talk about that. Is it a date?
Yeah, it's a date actually.
Awesome. So February, when I have you and we want to talk about relationships and dealing, okay.
We'll relationships talk about and money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Money.
Yes.
The importance of money in a relationship.
In a relationship. Yeah. Yes.
It's definitely. Very, very important.
So yeah, thank you so much, Valencia. It's always a vibe.
It's always a vibe, yes. Is there anything else that you want us to
No, I think we've touched everything because I wanted to bring the awareness in this month we were in mental health, right?
Mm,
so we talked about well-being, we talked about how to manage yourself at work and support and you knowing those kind of information in terms of you can actually get support.
You can get support. Get support. Educate yourself about mental health. Know about mental illnesses so that you can know when to seek help. Also that you can get early treatment when you have seen that you are having or you're experiencing some mental health illnesses. So just check yourself every now and then. Yeah. Educate people around you.
Mm.
And yeah.
I think one thing
importantly, respond to misperception or negative comments by sharing facts and experiences around everything. That'll actually help you. And be very mindful of language. Be mindful of words because we don't take things the same. I might say something not intentionally, and it can affect me, or maybe it does not sit well with me. Or you can say something intentionally, knowingly that it will hurt me.
Mm.
Would you sleep well at night, waking up to Valencia committed suicide because of 1, 2, 3, 4?
I think the world is becoming very non-empathetic, if there's such a word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times I've seen videos of someone being something happening and it only affects you for that few seconds and then you move on with your life just like that.
So we should address such things like bullies, people who intentionally hurt people. If we enable them, those are enablers. We are enablers or people around that certain person, or if I'm someone who does that, people around me are enabling me because I'm able to continue, or I'm able to see, okay, this is normal. I can continue doing that.
Sure.
So those people should be held accountable so they can stop. They should be told, no, what you're doing, it's nonsense.
Mm.
You should stop it.
Are we going to go back?
We're gonna go back.
Mm-hmm.
Go back on what?
To normal. How we interact.
It's gonna give you not immediately, but then it'll give you something to think about. And we should always tell you. We should always reprimand you. We shouldn't let you.
I think
we shouldn't enable you. Because if you enable someone doing nonsense, those people, they are going to continue doing it. It's going to be very difficult when like things have escalated.
I think that solution of trying to people to use the actual real names,
mm-hmm.
and not use funny pseudonames, it's going to help. At least we know if the person who's commenting here is Valencia or Shepard,
mm-hmm.
we know who is Shepard,
mm-hmm.
and we can try to hold you accountable in a sense that way.
Mm.
So I think that can help in terms of trying to solve cyberbullying.
Yeah.
So I think with that said, I wanted to, before I give a chance.
As a whole, yes. Not only cyberbullying, there is workplace bullying. There is bullying everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think with that said, thank you so much for coming through, V. I wanted to say that name that she said on the first episode.
Which name?
It's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Please, I'm now that.
Yes, Mrs. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank you so much for coming through. You are our friend of the show. And thank you so much for coming and sharing the information that you shared. And I think one thing that I learned as I was preparing for this is find exact words of explaining how you feel.
Mm.
If you feel sad,
mm-hmm.
understand, okay, yeah, I feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
Know the exact word that you're feeling. You're feeling frustrated.
Mm.
I'm feeling disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
That helps in terms of understanding, maybe going backwards to the root of mm-hmm. why am I feeling this?
Mm-hmm.
And at least you can always try to solve, okay, this is why I'm feeling like this.
Mm.
And when you know why, because you know how to mitigate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
also a trend, right? Mm, when you journal everything, or when you are observant about your emotions,
sure.
in each and every day life,
mm-hmm.
you will see a trend,
mm.
and then you'll be able to solve the situation or seek help.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lastly, before you close, please advise someone who's listening to this, a working class out there, in terms of mental awareness, mental health. Please advise them.
Okay, even if your employers do not implement such programs at work, help yourself. Help yourself. I'm sure that each and every department or workplace, they have got, we call it EA? I don't remember. I think it's EA, where there is a psychologist assigned at work. It's for free. The company pays for that. If you're feeling some type of way, take a call HR, let them know, and then they will arrange that for you. It's for free. And for somebody who's working as well, when you talk about such things, allow people around you, those who love you and support you, talk about those things and affirm yourself, love yourself, be kind to yourself. And yeah, in that way, you'll be able to overcome the stress level that you are experiencing in everyday life.
Thank you so
much. It's not going to be immediate, but you'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. but it's fine. We still need to talk more, but then it's fine. I was enjoying the conversation, but then it's fine. Thank you so much.
I know the feeling. It feels so short. Looking at how we started the first one, but I think it's a start. Let's just maybe build from here, and we can just take it from there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.